Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with Call to Worship. In everything, give thanks. This is clearly God's will.
With a thankful heart and a song of praise, we've come to you, gathered in this place, for the things you've done and for who you are. We worship you with a thankful heart, with a thankful heart and a song of praise. We've come to you, gathered in this place, for the things you've done and for who you are. We worship you with a thankful heart.
So we lift up.
So we lift up our praise, and we lift up our sacrifice to you. Lord, we offer our prayers, and we offer our lives in gratitude. For all you do, we worship you. With a thankful heart, with a thankful heart, we will give you praise. You've been so good, covered us with grace. You have been our strength in a time so dark. So we worship you with a thankful heart.
So we lift up our praise.
We lift up our praise, and we lift up our sacrifice to you. Lord, we offer our prayers, and we offer our lives in gratitude.
We lift up our praise.
We lift up our lift up our sacrifice to you. Lord, we offer our prayers, and we offer our lives in gratitude. For all you do, we worship you with a thankful heart. We worship you with a thankful heart. Oh, we give you thanks. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Oh, we worship you, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for everything. Thank you for the times of testing and trials as they increase our faith and help us conform to your image. We thank you for meeting all our needs, just as you have promised in your word. And we thank you for your faithfulness. We can count on you keeping your word. Father, please help us to keep that attitude of gratitude every day, throughout the year. Help us to stay in your word daily as it helps us to keep focused on you and will keep reminding us of reasons we have to be thankful. God, please help us to learn what we need to during our call to worship today. You know full well how that we have distractions all around us. May your word come alive in our hearts for your honor and your glory. Amen.
Is thy faithfulness, O God.
Thank you for joining us for today's Call to Worship, where our purpose is simple: to thank God.
Let's sing. This is the day.
We appreciate you joining us during this call to worship and praise today. Our email service can provide you with information about each week's call to worship program. This convenient reminder includes a link to that week's program and also includes scripture references for the devotional topic. To subscribe to this free weekly email service, simply visit our website, calltoworship.us, then enter your email address in the top right of our homepage. Thank you for your letters and your financial help of this ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Or check us out on the internet at calltoworship.us, where you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. lot of good things on the website, like being able to listen to the program anytime you want. Maybe you listen to a local station that airs Call to Worship once a week, and I'm sure happy that you do. I hope you'll contact that station and thank them for carrying Call to Worship. And if they are a listener-supported ministry, please send them a financial gift. But maybe you missed the program on your station. Well, we have the program available to you all week long at calltoworship.us.
To be supplied, come. your sown, unto joy or sorrow's grown. First the blade and then the ear, then the full corn shall.
Thank you for joining us for our call to worship as we thank God.
rejoice in the work of thy hands, for thou hast made me glad. Thine enemies scatter, they fall away, but the righteous one shall stand.
He will stand.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to our God. Sing the mercies throughout.
God, we thank you that you've made us worthy to come into your presence. What a wonderful joy, by a new and living way, by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And Father, you've become our protector. You're our deliverer. You've become our shield. Your word says, for thou, O Lord, you are a shield for me. You're the glory and you're the lifter of my head.
We have every reason to thank God in everything, always, and in all ways. Let's meditate on these things as we listen to God's Word, beginning with Psalm 100, a psalm for giving thanks. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. Then from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, when the perishable puts on the imperishable and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. From 1 Chronicles chapter 16, O give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him. Sing praises to Him. Tell of His wondrous works. Glory in His name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Later, 1 Chronicles 16, O give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Say also, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather and deliver us from among the nations, that we may give thanks to Your holy name and glory in Your praise. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. 1 Chronicles 29, wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, blessed be Thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in the earth is Thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and Thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of Thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great, and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, O God, we thank thee, and praise thy glorious name. From Daniel, chapter 2. Daniel went at once to see the king, and requested more time to tell the king what the dream meant. Then Daniel went home and told his friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, what had happened. He urged them to ask the God of heaven to show them his mercy by telling them the secret, so that they would not be executed along with the other wise men of Babylon. That night, the secret was revealed to Daniel in a vision. Then Daniel praised the God of heaven. He said, "Praise the name of God forever and ever, for he has all wisdom and power. He controls the course of world events. He removes kings and sets up other kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the scholars. He reveals deep and mysterious things and knows what lies hidden in darkness, though he is surrounded by light. I thank and praise you, God of my ancestors, for you have given me wisdom and strength. You've told me what we asked of you and revealed to us what the king demanded." From Romans, "To all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is proclaimed in all the world." Colossians 3, "Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." From Psalm, the 30th chapter, "Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever." Now when Jesus was feeding the 5,000, Matthew chapter 15, "And he took the 7 loaves and the fishes, and gave thanks, and brake them, and gave to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude." Then communion in the upper room, Matthew 26, "And he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it to them." 2 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place." 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." My friends, this is clearly God's will. Thank God always and in all ways. Amen.
In all things, we give you thanks, we give you praise. In the middle of the conflict. For we know that every problem
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song as we've invested this hour to thank God. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Please invest a moment to write to us. We love to hear from you. When you write, please be sure to include the call letters of this station. We invite you to visit our website, www.calltoworship.us, where you'll find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise.
Just a little while longer, wanna pray. Can't get you off of my soul, came to say thank you, Lord, just for loving me. All right. Many times I'd forget every need that you have met. Oh, thank you, Lord. I know you're showing me. Ooh, you are there when I am down and out. You're holding me. Your love is so amazing. Oh, it changed me. So here I am with all I have. Oh, thank you for everything, for who you are. Cover me, touch my heart. I'm gonna say thank you. I could've died in my sin, but you saved me. Didn't have any hope at all. You gave me peace divine, strength to carry on. Sam.